US 99's. This is Kip Moore.
What's happening, Drew?
How are you, brother?
I'm good, man. How about you?
Tell me where you are right now.
I'm in Jamaica.
You're in Jamaica. Is it sunny Jamaica and 75?
Sunny and 105.
105. Now, this is a predicament that only Kip Moore goes into because Kimberly asked me to ask you how it is that when you put on a new T-shirt, the sleeves automatically fall off.
Just something happens, man. I'm from South Georgia, and that's the way it is down there, man.
But
it was always hot down there. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so hot-natured.
Uh-huh.
It just happens.
And luckily, it aids you on working on your tan when it's 105 degrees.
Right. You know, I mean, I can't stand clothes, Drew. Can't stand them.
That is a Kip Moore quote exclusive to US 99. I can't stand clothes. I always knew I'd get something out of you, just not this early in the interview.
There you go. There's your soundbite.
2 days away from the album I've seen you describe as the most you've ever given of yourself.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I feel good. I feel like the reaction with people that have heard this record has been pretty powerful. So I feel like it's going to be a very viral thing. I feel like people are going to spread it. I gave everything I had on this record. So, you know, I hope people get a chance to hear it because Slow Heart is the best record I've made yet.
Folks might not know, you took off 3, 4, 5 months at the beginning of the year just to kind of reset your head and reset your life. Did you actually go to Iceland? Is that right?
I did.
Is it darkness all day and 20 degrees all day?
No, man. It does. There are times of the year where that does happen. I went during March. You can see the northern lights, things like that. It was super cold, but there was also moments of sun and green. You know, things are starting to green up. But it's a powerful place. It's a very spiritual place.
And you were able to unplug.
It's deafening quiet in places. It was truly special. You know, I hope to go back one day. It was kind of life changing for me. But yeah, I did that. I did Maui. I did Costa Rica for a month. I did Utah for quite a while. I mean, I was checked out.
Is it hard to come back to reality after spending a month in a place like Costa Rica where you say, do I remember my name? Do I remember my front door code?
It's I love what I do. I wouldn't trade what I do with anything. It's what I've always, you know, it's what I set out to do so many years ago. And I love my life. But being there where I can surf every day and those kind of things, what it does is it gives me a really sense of peace. And
absolutely.
I sleep so good. And that's the one thing I struggle with big time out here is being, you're constantly on the grind and you're constantly traveling and you don't sleep and your mind starts going kind of crazy. And so it was more of being scared of facing that part again. And the mental tricks that plays on you.
I remember you telling me backstage at Chicago Theater that you sleep awful on the bus and you hate it.
I do kind of struggle. I've always struggled sleeping. You know, I'm a light sleeper. But for some reason, when I'm out there and I'm completely checked out, I'll sleep through the whole night. It's such a mental thing for me. But, you know, on a bus, I've always struggled.
Mm-hmm. So you played for us at Chicago Theater. You played US 99, Windy City Smokeout. One of the other things I always like to joke with you about is you say, you tell your guys, you got to stop putting me in Chicago more than 2 times a year because I just can't handle it. And lo and behold, you're doing 2 shows for us in the same day in like a week.
Well, I got to correct you on that. It was never that I couldn't handle it.
Oh.
That was never out of my mouth. What I have said is I felt like we played Chicago so much that I was worried that the fans were going to get tired of seeing me.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I just, when they were asking me where did I want to go to do a preview of the record and play it live for people, Chicago was one of the cities that I named. I said, you know, I'd love to go to the old Joe's.
Yes.
And play this record live, you know, for the fans.
And then they said to you, can you like rest up your voice and do a second show the same night?
Yeah, right. That was the funny part. My manager said, well, we're going to do 2 shows. So,
and you said, you did not clear this with me before you gave the okay. Right?
It'll all be good.
For fans who were lucky enough to get a ticket to both shows, can we expect maybe a little bit of a different set list, a little bit of a vibe? Because it's a later show. It's at 10:30.
We'll see. I never make a set list for those kind of things.
Yeah.
When I'm doing acoustic shows, I never make a set list.
I love it. You know I'll be there. I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. And people will have had a chance to really ingest Slow Heart by that time.
I hope so. I hope that's the case.
What's the jam you're loving lately on your phone or Spotify? What are you digging?
You know that's a. I would say Lord Huron. I've been listening to that recent record.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what a good one. Fool for Your Love. I've also been jamming the new Cadillac 3 record, Legacy.
I got to see them on Friday night at a bar in the middle of the water, the night after they sold out the Ryman. They are amazing.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah, that song American Slang is slamming. Legacy's special, too. I mean, I'm happy for them. Jaron's been a good friend for a long time, so I'm glad to see that record doing well.
Kit Moore, the last great concert you saw as a fan?
Cadillac 3, last week.
Oh, yeah?
I went to the Ryman, and, you know, I'm good buddies with those guys, but I'm a fan, too. And that was an amazing concert.
What was your last toy splurge?
Toy splurge.
I deserve it. I'm buying it.
Can I call that a surfboard or a skateboard?
You could call it whatever you want.
I recently bought a new skateboard and a surfboard, so those are toys.
How many surfboards do you own?
15.
That's like a shoe collection. That's pretty good.
You got to have one for every condition.
I know you talked to our guy Styles and Roman before. Styles has a bedroom in his house that's just for shoes. And I can't.
Yeah,
you gotta. I mean, I
gotta admit, I'm kind of a fanatic for the for some Jordans. So I don't need to walk by any Foot Lockers. I always get a pair.
Is there a tradition that you do before the album comes out for you, where you go
like
a meal or a?
You know, I don't, but I want to start one. I've got some of my closest friends and my writing partners, Weston Davis and Dan Couch, coming up to Louisville the night that the album's released, and we're going to do something special together because they've been with me from the start.
Well, we love you in Chicago. You know this.
I hope y'all do, man. I keep coming back, so you keep showing love, and I'll keep coming back.
We're going to see you for two shows at Joe's Bar. I don't know. It's not going to be 105 degrees, so the sleeves might not fall off as easily as they do in Jamaica, but I know your women fans
still
like...
fall off.
Corey just texted me now. She's like, just ask him, oh my God, why are you so beautiful, Kip? How do you answer that?
Did she have an eye injury this morning? Did she lose her sight?
We can't wait to see you. Safe travels back from Jamaica, and you rock, pal.
Thank you. Y'all take care, Drew.
See you, buddy.
Later.